On the line, joining us from Plettenberg Bay is Rabbi Ish Justin Joffe. Justin, thanks so much for chatting with us. What does it actually mean to be the de facto Rav Gaul? Do you officiate or do you just keep the peace and pour the wine?
Hello, Paula. Hello, everybody. Hello, my friends on High FM. Long time, Justin Joffe here. Of course, in our... Really, we hope our forever home of Plettenberg Bay. I tell you, it is such a pleasure once again to be on 101.9 High FM and chatting to you, and once again from Plettenberg Bay. And what does it mean to be a Rav Gaul? Well, I don't have a piece of paper that says I'm a rabbi, but like Rabbi-ish, Rav is a master or an owner or a person that is a major of, and a gull is a wave. So I'm basically the wave master of Plettenberg Bay, and all the waves bring the people that into the shul. I always like to use the word, the Lord is my shepherd and I'm the sheepdog.
Justin, well, now I don't know how to address you. So am I addressing you as Justin, as Rav Gaul, or Rabbi Ish?
No, I think Rav Gaul. Let's stick with that.
Should we stick with Rav Gaul?
So
Rav Gaul, you say that the Plet Shul is, and I'm quoting you, a lucky dip. What's the best turnout you've had, and what's the weirdest?
Well, I can tell you something. There are stories, Paula. Listen, best turnout is packed. I mean, in December, it's like Ellis Park on a World Cup final, Springboks versus New Zealand or whatever. You know, you can't get a place.
So but, what is packed? How many December. People? How many people is December? A couple hundred?
You know, it's hard. No. You know, there are so many people come to Plett, and because Plett has really burgeoned over the time, not everything is in walking distance of the synagogue. So there are various minyanim in the various estates around Plettenberg Bay and so on. So there are satellite minyanim, but there is a central one single synagogue, unified synagogue, the Plett Shul, which chai v'kayam, it stands all weather, rain, wind and shine. We're always there. We open the doors now in wintertime at about 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And we have our kiddush on a Friday afternoon before Mincha, and that is our social time. And then when it starts getting dark, the ladies, if they attend, light candles, and we have our Kabbalat Shabbat, and that's it, off season. I think the most fun experience that I had was this Pesach. Pesach started on Shabbat evening, the end of Shabbat. Saturday evening was the first Seder. So chametz had to be completed by, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning on the Shabbat morning.
Okay.
And there were some offending bottles of whiskey still left in the deep freeze.
Offending.
Chametz.
Oh, okay.
And I stopped there. We had a visiting a guest rabbi, and I stopped him and said, Rabbi, I think let's have a little break now. We're going to have kiddush now. And we're going to kill the chametz. We're going to do the community a favor and not leave any chametz in. And that whiskey went, I'm telling you. But the people were walking into the shul, taking, you know, they arrive at shul. It starts at 9 o'clock, 10 to 10. And I'm standing there with a bottle of whiskey and some cups. And I'm saying, guys, quickly, you know. But chametz ended at 20 to 10 and it's now 10 to 10. I said, you know, but that's Johannesburg time and we're 10 minutes behind. Quickly, what time does chametz time end? I said, it ends as soon as this bottle is empty, l'chaim. And we had the best minyan, really, that the singing and the spirit and the spirits were
literally
absolutely great.
Rav Gaul, you paint Plett like a Jewish Wild West, newcomers, stories, and melting pots. I'm not talking the December holidays. I'm talking the rest of the year. What brings most of your community there?
There are a number of reasons. First of all, the quality of life and the choice of life and the relaxed lifestyle. It's the old man San Diego and the poor man Sydney, if you understand what I'm... If you're not going to make it to San Diego and you're not going to make it to Sydney and you're not going to make it to Ramat Aviv,
The fourth choice is Plate.
It's exactly, you know, it's quiet. All neighbors are friends and all friends are neighbors. You know who you are. A very unique thing happens in Plettenberg Bay almost every day. I go for a walk. And whenever I'm out and about, there are police vans driving around and patrolling. And, you know, that's like almost not seen in Johannesburg. It's so nice.
Is there no crime?
There is crime. Unfortunately, there is, you know, this might be Plettenberg Bay.
But it's still South Africa.
It's still South Africa. We cannot separate ourselves from the harsh economic reality and disparity of South Africa as a whole. Isn't, as we say, a hermetic bubble protected by an iron dome of crime fighters, but we've got strong community-based crime support and prevention here, which is totally unbelievable.
Now, you're further from Jerusalem than most Jews on earth. How does that distance affect your connection to Israel, or does it actually strengthen it?
We're far from near, but near from far from Jerusalem. Everybody knows that I'm geographic. When I had my show many years ago, everything was sunrise, sunset, noon of the moon. I've now found that Plettenberg Bay is geographically closer to the South Pole than it is to Jerusalem, to the Western
World. And that has affected, how has that affected your life, knowing that you're closer to the South Pole?
Absence and distance makes the heart grow fonder and the prayers grow stronger. Nice. The further you are and the, you know, we carry the distinction possibly of being the most southerly synagogue on the African continent. Cape Town might be further, but we're slightly further south, a couple of tenths of degree. Until, unfortunately, the 7th of October, the Garden Route was one of the rites of passage of the Israeli army graduates. That didn't go to the Iguazu Falls in South America or Tibet or Thailand or Australia, wherever they go for their, you know, after the army service. Thousands of them used to come down the Garden Route. They used to go to Kruger. On the Garden Route, of course, is the highest bungee jump in the world at Blokrans, about an hour's drive out of town here. And of course, they all did the bungee and so on. And the people, Israelis, used to walk into the shul, and it was such a wonderful feeling and spirit.
I can imagine.
And to have them.
Yeah.
And on Yom Kippur, we don't know where they came from, we don't know where they're going to, but they were there for Ne'ilah. And the minhag, the custom in the synagogue is, after we do the shofar at Ne'ilah and we declare Yom Kippur over, we sing HaTikva immediately. And I call Israelis forward, and I have a big Israeli flag, and I give all the Israelis to hold it. It is the most, you're far away, but you're holding your flag, HaTikva, the hope.
That sounds really,
sadly,
very moving.
There's very, very few Israelis now are coming down the Garden. Well, nobody's going out of Israel at the moment, really. Everybody's trying to get back in. But, you know, we have people from all over, all accents, all types. It's such a melting pot of visitors, British, American, Canadian, Australian, grandchildren, outlaws, in-laws, ex-laws, next-laws. They're all there.
Well, I have a comment coming in from one of the listeners, Roland, saying that the nice thing about Plettenberg Bay is the fact that it is located relatively close to the central Karoo and my absolutely favorite town of Prince Albert at the foot of the Great Swartberg Mountains. We're running out of time, but maybe one last question is, if we can just talk about Fridays, how do you manage a minyan? How do you manage candle lighting and Afrikaner, Jewish, Israeli fusion kiddushes all in one go?
You know, a minyan isn't always guaranteed. It's, as you said at the beginning, it's a lucky dip. You know, it's if we've got enough population and if the weather is not good enough to go to the beach and too good to stay at home, then they come to shul. So it's got to be Goldilocks. It's got to be just right. And, the heavy Afrikaans accents of the Boere youth community from Oudtshoorn and the other people, Sfardim, British, Spanish, South American, it's so nice. And it's everybody is welcome. You know, we embrace everybody. We welcome people when I address the community and their guests from afar. I welcome everybody with the bracha from the Birkat Kohanim, the last word, by Asem Lecha Shalom. And the commentary is Shalom, Shalom, Lerachok Velakarov Amar Hashem, Bereifativ. Shalom, Shalom, to far and to near, says Hashem, and I will heal him. Well, and I say everybody is welcomed with Shalom.
Well, with your enthusiasm, I mean, I am ready to come and spend this Shabbos down there in Plettenberg Bay. Rav Goel, thank you for giving us a little taste of Jewish life down south, way down south. May your minyan be full, your challah be fluffy, and your gossip flow faster than the speed cops on WhatsApp. So I guess we'll be seeing you in shul, maybe.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. Shalom to everybody.
Shalom, let's, shalom.
Strength to Israel. Yachad nenatzach. Together we will win and bring our hostages back alive. Amen.
Amen.